Whit Monday, 21st of May. Spent the weekend with stepmother Ella. Listening to the report of Ellen Wilkinson's speech on the 1 o'clock news, I was suddenly struck by the thought of how extraordinary it was that the BBC should allow Labour propaganda such prominence.
Tuesday the 22nd of May. I took a bus to Regent Street and walked towards Oxford Circus, and seeing a big queue going into the Daily Express exhibition of German camps, I joined the queue and went in, as entrance was free. Awful pictures. Heaps of human skeletons. Some of them alive, though they seem to have only skin on their bones. It is difficult to understand the mentality of the German guards who could treat people in such a way. I was in there for about 5 minutes, but that was enough for me. Wednesday the 23rd of May. I wonder what made Churchill resign so suddenly. Probably he knows that he will have a better chance to return if the election is soon. Friday the 25th of May. I wonder whether death by prussic acid is very painful. I hope so, as Himmler chose that way out. My feet were like ice when I went to bed this evening, after listening to Pride and Prejudice on the wireless. I have a nasty boil on my back, just where I can't reach it.
I wait for my supper to cook. Consider the washing and mending, and how nice it would be to sit and knit while I listen to the broadcasting of Pride and Prejudice later this evening. And all the while a story is bubbling up inside me, begging to be given coherence and shape. Should I disregard my duties and pleasures and give the story its chance? Is it really important enough? Probably not. This is what always happens when I want to write a story. I have to wake up my mind to abandon all other activities, and then find that the story isn't at all what I wanted it to be. I am having help in the house again. A woman came last Thursday. When I returned from the office, certain things had been put back on their shelves with a symmetry so beloved of Mrs. Mopps. The kitchen stove blackened, the parts of the stone floor I could see washed, but the carpet hadn't been touched, and a mat carefully arranged and disguised the fact. This sort of slackness and cheating enrages me. I told her to make herself tea, and intend to let her have flowers as she likes. My manner to these women is always sympathetic, and I always hope not patronizing. I am probably too trusting.
Tuesday the 5th of June. The slanging has begun, and Churchill at his worst doing it. I did not tremble at his bogeyman, socialism. Only the ignorant will fall for that, Mr. Churchill, but unfortunately there are plenty of ignorant folk who have a vote.
An extraordinary cigarette shortage since VE Day. For at least the last 2 weeks, ordinary Virginian brands have been unobtainable.
Thursday the 7th of June. I notice in the paper this morning that Hitler's body has been identified by his teeth.
The honours list today makes me want to be sick, as usual. Are there no men who serve because they love their fellow men and realise that if they have the God-given ability to serve them, it is reward in itself?